this guy, and this car. The front seat was bent both backwards and sideways. It had gotten that way because James was in the habit of driving with the left hand, his right arm draped over the back of the front passenger seat. Over a period of time, the unnatural pressure on the right side of the driver's seat had caused the back seat to bend funny, thus guaranteeing that nobody else would want to drive the car in such a peculiar position. Nobody in the family wanted to drive the car anyhow, since it was a very large, very white, very dirty on the outside. He'd had it washed 3 or 4 times in 10 years, and very uncool. It was a 1979 Buick LeSabre four-door, and looked rather like Moby Dick on wheels to his kids. It had faded red cloth lining and upholstery, and black wall tires, and a decidedly third-world look. As James drove, the car tended to sway gently back and forth over the bumps, kind of like a boat, and you couldn't hear anything outside on the road when the windows were up, so it gave him the feeling of being in a soundproofed room. When he drove, he barely had the sense of driving, since the car had automatic transmission, power steering, power brakes, and the like. James loved that car, and somewhere along the way, his wife had given him something he'd wanted for years, a car tape deck that not only played tapes, but recorded them too. So James could tool around the countryside dictating to the tape machine, recording his diaries as the thoughts and feelings occurred, singing at the bottom of his lungs into the microphone, or screaming into the machine when he felt he could not get away with screaming at anyone or anything else. It was grand self-therapy, driving that monster car and talking to himself into that tape recorder, afterwards dating and labeling the tapes so that he could someday transcribe them to paper. One day, Moby Dick was stolen from in front of his home, and he never saw that great white vehicle again. Gone was the comfort of a portable sound booth, gone was the electronic voice reproducing machine, and gone was his private little portable universe. James didn't spend too much time feeling sorry for himself, but he still dreams of the day when he could afford to purchase a 1957 Lincoln Continental or one of those other old restored cars that are tons heavier and inches larger than even Moby Dick.